AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A man described by his attorney as a normal 23-year-old kid pleaded not guilty today to charges he traveled to Syria and trained alongside terrorists, then returned to the U.S. with plans to attack a military base or a prison. According to AP correspondent Andrew Welsh Higgins,
he obviously was very aware of what was going on, looked like a pretty polite young man, answered politely in a soft-spoken voice. He said, "Yes, ma'am," a couple of times, nodded when he was asked questions, very much intent on listening to the judge and hearing what she had to say.
President Obama is leaving open the door to creative negotiations in response to Iran's demand that punishing economic sanctions be lifted right away as part of a nuclear deal.
The president says the timing of sanctions relief and how to snap them back in place if Iran breaches the deal will be hashed out in upcoming talks.
There are a lot of different mechanisms and ways to do that.
As he met with Italy's president, Obama told reporters his Secretary of State will seek language that satisfies core U.S. demands, but that can also be sold to hardliners in Tehran.
It'll require some creative negotiations by John Kerry and others, and I'm confident we'll be successful.
Critics don't share that confidence and say there can be no deal lifting sanctions up front. Mark Smith at the White House.
A dozen people were hurt in a crash involving two buses for two different bands and two trucks. It happened on a foggy stretch of Interstate 70 east of Denver as a spring storm dumped snow in the Rockies. A semi-trailer carrying millions of honeybees overturned on a highway north of Seattle early today, sending white-suited beekeepers scrambling to save as many as they could. This is AP Radio News. Cardinal Francis George, who played a key role in the church's response to the clergy sex abuse scandal and led the U.S. bishops' fight against Obamacare, died this morning in Chicago after a long bout with cancer. He was 78. Archbishop Blaise Supicic says despite his physical ailments, the cardinal kept a busy schedule.
Always choosing the church over his own comfort and the people over his own needs. Most recently, we saw his bravery firsthand as he faced the increasing challenges brought about by cancer.
Former U.S. Senator Robert Griffin, a Michigan Republican whose withdrawal of support hastened Richard Nixon's resignation, has died at the age of 91. The father of a 6-year-old girl in eastern Pennsylvania whose teeth were so rotten her life was endangered pleaded guilty today to reckless endangerment. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.